Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Success. All of us want to be successful. But what does that mean? What does that look like? Do you think of yourself as a successful person? Well, a woman named Athena Pearl once wrote about success. She said that at age 3, success is not peeing your pants. At age 16, success is having someone think you're attractive. At age 25, success is graduation and a wedding. At age 35, success is a career and family. At age 55, success is graduation and a wedding for your children. At age 75, success is having someone think you're still attractive. And at age 90, success is not peeing your pants. David Brooks, a journalist for the New York Times, had a different approach to success. During a TED Talk that he delivered back in March 2014, he explained the difference between being successful with resume virtues and being successful with eulogy virtues. Resume virtues, he said, are those things you list about yourself on your resume. Your skills and talents and achievements, the things you've earned and the awards you've won, that sort of thing. The eulogy virtues, on the other hand, are the things that people list about you in their eulogies. Things like your character and your personality, your love and dependability, your faith and your generosity, those kind of things. And Brooks argued that even if we say the eulogy virtues are more important, we really spend most of our time thinking about the resume virtues, because that's how our society works. We are told that we have to do more and be better and work harder in order to be successful. We need to climb that corporate ladder. We need a lot of followers on social media, or more money in the bank, or be a household name, and then we'll be successful. But what about Jesus, though? What did he say success looks like? Well, of course, Jesus never gave a TED talk about it, but he did tell a bunch of parables. And on one particular day along the Sea of Galilee, he told a bunch of parables about seeds. He said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." On the surface, of course, this is just basic gardening. Anyone who has ever planted a seed, from the kid who puts a seed in a little styrofoam cup or a gardener with a great big field, everybody knows that this is how seeds work. You plant the seed, you water it, you give it sun, you wait for it to sprout, and you harvest it. But wait a minute here. Jesus didn't say anything about watering the seed or tending to it. He didn't even say anything about planting it. In his parable, the person just scatters the seed on the ground, and that's it. The seed then automatically does its thing. Now, I'm no gardener, but I do know that you at least have to dig a hole in the ground and put the seed in it. I know you have to water it and take care of it. The only time I ever just scatter stuff is when I'm putting out grass seed with that little spreader thing, right? And yet, this is what the kingdom of God is like? Are you sure about that, Jesus? Well, of course, Jesus isn't saying that we should just sit back and do nothing. Right? We still have the important role of casting out the seed. But the Greek word here for casting is more like broadcasting. It's not the neat and clean little sprinkling of grass seed around the yard. It's more like throwing it around everywhere. Today, we can think about it like posting something online. Right? You post it, and once it's out there, it's out there. It goes all over the world, and you can't control it anymore. Once the seed is on the ground, it takes off, and it does its own thing. And we can't imagine what it does or control what it does. And as if to emphasize this fact, Jesus tells another parable, the one about the mustard seed. And of course, this is a well-known one because we like hearing that this teeny tiny seed can grow into something humongous. But really, the thing is, mustard isn't just tiny. It's also a weed. It doesn't grow into a great big tree. It grows into an obnoxious bush. Basically, it's an invasive species. No gardener in their right mind would plant it on purpose. It's very much like this virus we've been dealing with for over a year. Or these cicadas we've been listening to for weeks. Right? They're everywhere. We just want to be rid of them. And yet, this is Jesus' picture of success. He said that the kingdom of God is like somebody who just scatters seed on the field and it magically grows. He said the kingdom of God is like somebody who purposefully plants weeds in their field. How are either of those good things? And how are either of them successful? Right? Climbing the corporate ladder and achieving all those resume virtues makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you about Prue Schaefer. She was a sweet lady who was always smiling and always loved kids. More importantly, she also loved God. Prue was one of my Sunday school teachers when I grew up at First Lutheran in Troy. Now, I don't remember the job she had during the week or even how old she was. I just remember that she was my teacher and she loved me. She would even call me Master Kurt, since she said Mr. was the title for men and Master was the title for boys. That was how she showed me love and respect. She taught me about God's love, and she showed me God's love. And I still remember her for that. And like the man in this parable, she just went about her daily life, scattering the seed. Right? That's just what she did. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary for her. And I imagine at the time, Prue probably had no idea what impact her seeds were having or how they would take root. But some of those seeds came to fruition in me. That's how Jesus sees success, folks. I mean, you've heard people talk about how your influence on others is like a seed before. And it's true. You plant the seed in their lives, even if you have no idea what will happen to it or if it will produce any fruit at all. Like posting something online. You have no idea who's going to read it or what's going to happen to it once it's out there. Maybe people will ignore it. Maybe it'll touch some people, but not others. Who knows? But according to Jesus, that's how the kingdom of God works. Through the small things and the small people that don't seem all that successful in the eyes of the world. And even if we don't go viral, even if we don't get awards and accolades, the seed is still spreading. The seed still makes a difference. So that means even if you don't think you're very successful in life, even if you haven't achieved all of those resume virtues that society says you're supposed to have, or even if you feel like a failure because you're not seeing any fruit from all your labor, Jesus sees you as a success. Regardless of where you are in life, Jesus knows that you still scatter the seed. And that still makes a difference. He is making good things happen through you. Even if the world has no idea who you are, I bet there are people who do remember you, the way I remember Prue. That's because Jesus is at work in you. And that's true not just for individuals, but for congregations too. Right? For example, Carl Vaders, who's an advocate for small church ministry, once wrote a blog post asking if successful small church is an oxymoron. You know, like jumbo shrimp. Well, at first he thought it wasn't. But then he saw the definition of oxymoron. It said, a figure of speech that juxtaposes elements that appear to be contrary. Appear to be. In our culture, successful and small appear to be contradictory. Because we think bigger is better. But they are not contradictory. So that means, yes, successful small church is an oxymoron. But that's okay. Because Jesus was all about oxymorons. He said things like, the humble will be exalted. And the first will be last. And the meek will inherit the earth. So successful small church may be an oxymoron, but successful and small are not opposites. In fact, successful small churches can still do what they were designed to do, namely the greatest commandment in the Great Commission. Love God, love neighbor, make disciples, baptize, and teach. And Vaders put it this way. In every corner of the globe, alongside well-known, successful, and effective big churches, you'll find hundreds of thousands of virtually unknown but successful and effective small churches. People who gather to worship Jesus, care for each other, share the good news of grace and hope, restore broken lives, heal shattered marriages, rebuild crumbling neighborhoods, and more. We here at St. Paul are one of those seeds that Jesus has scattered across this earth. Like seeds thrown into a field or messages broadcast online, small churches are in practically every corner of this planet. Now, that's not to say there's something wrong with big churches. There's not. They do good ministry and touch people's lives too. But the way small churches do ministry can surprise people. Because we can change the world for Jesus too. Jesus has promised us that our labor is not in vain. And that the good seed we share still produces fruit. And today, we've got a great example of that. Dawson, you will be affirming your baptism here in just a moment. You have been touched by the lives of so many people in this congregation. And you have touched their lives too. You have received some of the seeds that they have scattered to you. And you have scattered seeds to them. Today, you are not ending your faith journey. Because, well, none of us ever ends our faith journey. Instead, today, you are growing into a more mature, fruit-bearing plant. And we celebrate that with you. You are going to promise to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism. And we will promise to support you in that. In the eyes of the world, you're just one teenage boy who might not be very successful. But in the eyes of Jesus, you are successful. You can spread God's love to others, and that's wonderful. And we are here for you, and we are here with you. So from the perspective of the outside world, success might be all about resume virtues or not peeing your pants. But from the perspective of Jesus, success is about how he uses small things and small people, how he uses all of you to change the world in incredible ways. No matter what the world says, that is definitely a success. So in the name of the one who gives us a clear vocation, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.